Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The postseason begins this afternoon for the Patriots. The Pats host the Los Angeles Chargers in the divisional round of the playoffs. To get the perspective from outside New England, we turn to Helene Elliott, a sports columnist with the LA Times, where she has worked for 30 years, which is almost 30 years longer than the Chargers have been playing in LA as opposed to in San Diego, but we'll get to that. Helene, good morning.
Good morning.
So if I've heard it once, I've heard it a lot. The Pats face a big challenge because the Chargers are the most complete team in the AFC. How do you see that?
Well, I think that one factor that people still have to keep in mind is and we were talking and asking players about it the other day at practice, is the Patriots mystique. And it is real. It is a factor. It is, Tom Brady, and it's the championships, and it's Belichick, and it's going to be interesting to see how a lot of these guys react when they walk out on the field that day. I mean, this isn't just a game for a lot of them. This is a high point of their careers, and not that many of them have a whole lot of playoff experience.
So the Patriots mystique really can psych another team out, even a team that's made it all the way into the postseason.
I know that there's been a lot of criticism of the Patriots this season, but you won't hear any of it out here. I mean, there are a lot of people here saying, you know, we've heard about people talk about the demise of Tom Brady and saying, no, not if you ask me. And these are people who know the game and they respect Brady and what he's done. And that doesn't mean they won't try to beat him, because they will. But there's a lot of respect coming from this side.
Is there a sense of now or never with this year's Chargers? And here's why I ask. In the recent history of the Chargers, they've kind of been defined by their inability to win the big one, with some tough playoff losses to the Patriots in 2006 and 2007 seasons. And then since then, they've lost in the playoffs or in huge late season games. They have been to the Super Bowl once, but they've lost. And now, Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers is 37. It seems some think this could be his last best shot to win it all. So back again to the question, is it now or never?
I think it is. I think this is the last best chance for Philip Rivers to get to the Super Bowl. He's had a strong season. They've overcome a lot in terms of injuries. They have really banded together on the road. Their road record has been superb. This is a team that has been through a lot in terms of the move here and being involved in kind of a fight to be accepted in L.A. You know, the Rams are really the number one team in the market here. The Chargers are scorned. There's still a lot of bitter feeling from people in San Diego and South Orange County towards the Spanos family, which owns the Chargers. And, we don't want them. They abandoned us. We're not going to root for them. And in the meantime, they've banded together. They've dealt with hostile crowds at home, and they've had a tremendous season. I think they've developed this us against the world kind of mentality.
I've heard it said that the Chargers do everything well, but nothing exceptionally. What's your take?
The one thing I took from last week in their win at Baltimore was how well they were able to adapt to the circumstances. I mean, they faced a quarterback who's very mobile, very quick. And they made a terrific defensive adjustment. I mean, there were seven defensive backs on the field. And that, to me, shows that their scouting was good, their execution was excellent. And to me, it shows that they're able to adapt quickly and adapt well to whatever circumstances they're facing. It may take a perfect game from one team or the other, although we both know that, you know, in the weather conditions and everything else going on, there's likely to be mistakes, turnovers, missed tackles, whatever. But they've been talking about the importance of having fun, doing this as a team, enjoying what they're doing, and just enjoying the moment.
And given that, it's time for your prediction. What do you think is going to happen this afternoon?
I think there will be a game.
No debate from me on that. What else do you think?
I tend to think maybe New England will win, but again, the Chargers were very impressive last week in how they adjusted defensively, and they kind of had to hold on at the end to win. But I think that shows to me that they are not stuck in the mud. They're able to adjust to what they see and not what they think they're going to see. And I think everyone's hoping for a good game.
Absolutely. Well, Helene, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Helene Elliott is a sports columnist with the LA Times. This is WBUR.
I got.